بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing the chapter on the etiquettes of a gathering and those who sit in it, meaning those that sit in the gathering. Today we do two short ahadith that have similar meaning, and then we'll do the explanation inshallah. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا قام أحدكم من مجلس ثم رجع إليه فهو أحق به رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that if any one of you gets up from his place and then returns to it, he is more entitled to it. Here we explained this yesterday, that a person was sitting in the saf. He was sitting there and he was perhaps waiting for salat. And then he happened to break his wuzu, or maybe he needed to go drink some water or refresh, or he needed to go to a toilet for some reason. So now when he goes out and he comes back, he is more deserving of that place today and he needed to go for some urgent need. What is prohibited is where a person books a spot in the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَيُّ وَبْطِنَ الرَّجُلُ مَكَانَهُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade that a person, he books his place, he marks his place in the masjid, that this place is my place, and nobody else can sit there. And if somebody else is sitting there, he makes that person move. This is not right. As we explained in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, مِنَا مُنَاخُ مَنْ سَبَقَ. That Mina itself is a place, such a place, that whoever comes first gets a place there. In other words, first come, first serve. It doesn't mean that a person is a wealthy person, person, an influential person, or even a person is a trustee, he can have a special place in the masjid. There is no such thing as that. Any, if this is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everyone has a free access to any space in the masjid. Yes, there is one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِيَلِنِّ مِنْكُمْ أُولُو الْإِلْمِ وَالنُّحَىٰ. That those people that have been bestowed with knowledge and ilm and intelligence, they should be the ones that stand close to me. In other words, if there's any error now in the salah, those people that have knowledge, those people that are ulama or huffaz, etc., they can correct because they are close. So ideally, they should be close. So therefore, you find even tarawih time, etc., the huffaz, they come close. But here, what this hadith is speaking about is where a person now books his spot and thinks that this is my spot, and even what doesn't matter what time I come to the masjid, I'm deserving of that spot. This is not right. Here, this is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are taught that at all times, anyone that comes in is entitled to that space. To such an extent, although in our masajids generally you'll find that one spot is kept for the muazzin to give iqamah, even this is also not something that is encouraged. Whoever the muazzin gets space, he gives iqamah from that spot. There is no masla that he has to stand right behind the imam to give the iqamah. So this is one masla. Another masla we explained yesterday is that where a person comes to the masjid, and this is the next hadith that we're going to do now, and there is no place to come in. Now at that point, he shouldn't start jumping over the people's shoulders to try and get to the front. Yes, if there is quite a bit of space in the front, then there's no problem if him coming nicely without jumping over people, coming in nicely and taking a spot, then there's no problem. Sometimes it's also good if there's a lot of space inside, and not just to automatically sit outside, but come inside if there's space in a decent way without jumping over people. So today's second hadith, عن جابر بن سمرة رضي الله عنه قال كنا إذا أتينا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جلس أحدنا حيث ينتهي رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن. Hazrat Jabir ibn Samura radiyallahu anhu narrates that when we went to the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we would sit where the gathering ended. We would sit where the gathering ended. In other words, we would sit right at the back when we came. Now we know that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that they would sit very, very closely. They would sit closely, they would sit close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So in a situation like that, when they are already sitting close, there is no need for a person to weave and go in and try and find a space. Wherever he finds a space at the back, he sits down because the masjid is already filled. So this is also part of the etiquette of the gathering. Allah Ta'ala reward Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abundantly. These simple things also he taught us, that how a man should not book his place in a masjid, how when he's sitting there and he happens to go out for some reason, then when he comes back, he's more deserving of that place. If we didn't know all these things, then it would create unnecessary fights and unnecessary problems. But a person knows these masail and he knows what we have been taught, then there's so much of love, and there's so much of warmth, and there's so much of Muhammad. Notice the hadith that Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi started with. He said that none of you should make a person get up from his seat and then take his place, but you should be accommodating and make place. You should be accommodating and you should make place. This is the first hadith that he brought. This is the spirit of a Muslim. He's always accommodating and he's always making place. There is no such thing as demanding place. Man is making place and he's trying to accommodate as far as possible. So the man coming in shouldn't be unreasonable. The people that are sitting in the gathering already, they should see how they can accommodate those that are still coming. All this brings about love and Muhammad, which is something that is taught to us in our deen. Allah Pak, give us all the tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.